I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Political leaders and women's rights groups in Israel are praising today's conviction of a former Israeli president. Moshe Katsav was found guilty of raping a woman who worked for him when he was a cabinet minister. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the court sent two clear and sharp messages that everyone is equal and every woman has the full right to her body. Women's rights groups called the verdict a victory over Israel's macho culture. Gil Hoffman is a political correspondent for the Jerusalem Post. What were the circumstances around the rape charge that Moshe Katsav was convicted of?
It all started when one of his employees accused him of sexual harassment, perhaps a little bit more than that, and then he accused her of trying to extort him for money. And then when that was publicized, women that had been harassed, and now we know also raped, came out of the woodwork. People accused him of things that had happened 10 years ago, and things just started snowballing from there.
And so what exactly is he convicted of doing regarding these women?
There's one woman that he is accused of raping twice. There's another woman who he is accused of sexually assaulting. And then there's another woman he's accused of sexually harassing, convicted on all of those counts. There was another woman who accused him of sexual harassment and assault, who her case did not come to trial.
The case is bigger than the conviction of one man. We know that. But can you describe the reverberations around this particular case?
The reverberations around this case are huge. You have to remember that Moshe Katsav was the first ever non-Ashkenazi president of Israel. All of the presidents of Israel had been Jewish immigrants from European countries. He was an immigrant from Iran. And it was very exciting when he got elected president that someone who's an immigrant from Iran got elected. And for him to fall down, crashing down the way he has, to be the ultimate embarrassment for Israel, and especially the ultimate embarrassment for Sephardi Jews from North African, Middle Eastern countries, the reverberations are huge.
So those protesters who are outside holding signs that say the whole nation knows that Katsav is a criminal, and the prosecutor who says this verdict sends a strong message that victims of abuse of power should not keep silent. Is it believed that this could open up a whole array of accusations that heretofore have been kept quiet?
The leaders of women's groups that I've spoken to are confident that this will create a greater atmosphere of women being empowered. I hope that despite the fact that we do have a macho culture, which is indeed inspired by the army being such an important part of Israeli life, that it hasn't created a situation where women don't feel that they can talk about sexual harassment that takes place in the workplace. But if it has been happening that way, and this case does create a situation where women feel more confident to speak, then that's an extremely important thing.
All right, Gil Hoffman, political correspondent for the Jerusalem Post. Thank you very much, Gil.
You're welcome. My pleasure.